you feel there has been a personal vendetta with you?
No question about it. Absolutely. I don't know for what reason, but he told me that he was going to get me. I think he's tried to ruin, you know, the latter part of my career, tried to devalue me. I think he's trying to stop me from going to the Hall of Fame. It's been difficult. I've tried several different private ways to get my behind thrown out of there, but it hasn't worked.
Marcus was an unrestricted free agent in 1993, and he was looking for a team. He also was watching what we were doing, and I kind of knew that when I traded for Joe and we got him, that this really made an impact on Marcus. He called me, said, I will tell you two reasons that I want to come and play for the Chiefs. He said, number one is I get to play against the Raiders and Al Davis twice a year, which I knew. And then he said, the other thing is, I've always wanted to play with Joe Montana, and you just made a great trade.
There's no question that Marcus brought another element to the rivalry. Al Davis basically benched him for 4 years. Well, all he really did was extend Marcus's career for four more years.
I'm sure you could write a good melodrama about how that happened, but the simplistic view from Kansas City was Bo Jackson, who was helping the Royals, decided that baseball wasn't enough. And then of all the damn places to play football, he's going to play for the Raiders. And suddenly Marcus Allen, this future Hall of Famer, is on the outs. Where better to go if you want to get back at Al Davis than go to Kansas City?
You know, Marcus found a kindred spirit in Marty about the depths of dislike for the Raider organization, how important Raider Week was. Marcus really brought that, I think, to a forefront.
One play at a time. I know.
All right.
That game was the equivalent to Marcus Allen of the Super Bowl. Marty knew this, and he was going to feed Marcus Allen the ball absolutely as much as he could.
Marcus Allen, how many superlatives do you have to describe how he's produced against his former team that did not want him?
I imagine that Marcus Allen will be congratulated by a lot of his former teammates from the Raiders. He's still close to many. They appreciate the job that he's done.
It was the Raiders, it was the rivalry, and they really disliked Al Davis a lot.
Most people knew that Marcus wasn't happy with what happened with him in the Raiders organization, but Marcus never really brought it up to us.
He didn't really want us to draw attention and play for him, but that changed when the game started. Marcus was an intense guy as it was.
That was pure Marcus Allen.
But I never saw a guy getting in more faces. He was all over him, talking more trash than anybody during those games. And he just wanted to crush Al Davis, and he wanted to crush the Raiders.
The players for Oakland respected Marcus. He was one of them. But I think Marcus basically played all those games looking at a guy trying to tackle him and seeing Al Davis's face.
Marcus Allen was probably a guy that a lot of people in this organization really liked because he was sideways with Al Davis before he got out of Raider black and silver. They had the guy that Al Davis seemed to be the most angry with, so giving that guy a chance to go out and succeed and rub it in Al Davis's face, I think Marty and certainly Marcus Allen reveled in doing it.
I saw his face after a couple of those games, and I think he enjoyed those games as much as any he played in his whole life.
Since you said it all, we're going to keep this brief. We just simply say thank you. Our team to be mine.
That's one of the great things about one of the great rivalries in the NFL. Playing Al Davis was like a playoff game, and that's one of the things that makes a great rivalry. Pure hatred of another guy.
Although the Chiefs made off with the tail end of a Hall of Fame career,
it's prime time in Kansas City, and the
dominance over their rivals in free agency was no guarantee.
Second down and 10 from the 45-yard line.
Here comes everybody.
Just throws it away.
That should get a flag.
Elvis is hurt. And Gerbach is in real pain.
Rich Gannon is loosening up. Gannon has
not thrown a pass this season. Gannon on a bootleg. And that should wrap it up as Gannon takes it to the 30-yard line.
One of the surprise teams of this NFL season is the Kansas City Chiefs, 11-3. And for the last five games, the Chiefs quarterback has been Rich Gannon.
Gannon, of course, is our starting quarterback now, and Rich is an accomplished professional and, you know, has a winning percentage as a starter.
He starts to play.
Rich Gannon, great job. Way to go.
The team continues to win.
Are you going back to the bench?
Well, I'm sure that's the way it's going to be. And, you know, as I said, Elvis was 7-2 as a starter. I know if I was in the same situation, I'd want to get back in there as well.
When Elvis was in there, they played well. But they have not played the way they had the last couple of weeks against San Francisco and the Raiders. This offense has been at its very best. I do not make a change.
Play wide open. Dayton Hughes, touchdown. The Chiefs can take
the lead. I don't envy him on this. This is going to take a guts call. And it really does take courage to change quarterbacks in that situation.
And I know to this day, Marty Schottenheimer will tell you that maybe one of the biggest mistakes he made was to change back to Gerbach at the end of the season for the playoffs.
He is a guy, in my view, that is going to give us, this organization, an opportunity to continue to improve.
I know Chiefs fans who still feel like that cost the Chiefs a trip to the Super Bowl. I don't even necessarily disagree with those people. Gannon clearly could succeed and excel in the right system.
The Chiefs were trying to re-sign Rich Gannon and keep him with Elvis Gerbach, and the Raiders came in and from reports gave more than twice as much money as anybody else had been talking about. They could not keep Rich Gannon and Elvis Gerbach in a salary cap world.
And now he's with the hated Raiders. I think there were so many guys wearing red jerseys looking across the field and going, I can't really get mad at Rich. He's a good guy.
When he went to the Raiders and then played really well, when he blossomed in Oakland and became a star, I think that's when Rich Gannon became a folk hero. And that was probably the most damning thing to the Marty Schottenheimer era.
The biggest mistake we made is let him go there because he went and told them what we were doing. You know, he went into the locker room and he said, you know, where are the signs? You guys don't even mention it. It's like another game. He said, you don't understand what they're doing over there. And you have no idea how they treat this game. And then they started to beat us because they realized they had to match that intensity. So every loss that I ever had against the Raiders, I blame on Rich Gannon.